Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jonathan Salem Baskin is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan is one of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust. He's been doing this now for a few decades. He runs a global brand consulting company, and he's the author of Branding Only Works on Cattle. He's our good friend, Jonathan Salem Baskin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Good to be here, buddy.
Jonathan, one of the things that has, if we look back over history, big companies have always had they've always been the brand guys. They've always had these big, impressive, intimidating brands. And in the 20th century, at least, and bleeding over into this century, they've been able to, through manipulation, through intimidation, they've been able to do pretty good holding their messages, you know, holding on to their messages and making it pretty much what they wanted it to be. Small businesses during that time basically were so intimidated and were so inconsequential from a branding standpoint as to think we didn't even have brands. But those two levels, the small business down here on the bottom and the big business way up in the sky, all those two levels are starting to come together now in the second decade of the 21st century, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jim. I mean, I'd actually, whether they were disingenuous or not, I mean, the whole idea of a brand is to enable me to do business with you at arm's length or at vast distances. You didn't have brands before you had national and multinational businesses, and that really was, like you said, the 20th century. Before then, even if you had, you know, the Delft China in the Netherlands in the Middle Ages, you know, was still a small business.
Right.
It might have shipped stuff around, but it was still very much interpersonal. So you had these brands so that I could do business with you far away because I couldn't touch you as a customer and you couldn't touch me as a business.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Small businesses never got out of that business, if you will. They always stayed in the personal one-to-one way. And now you're right. You have this technology shift that is making even that communication across vast distances the same as it was 400, 500 years ago, which is that interpersonal one-on-one connection. So
well,
the value of the brand being this big thing that I have a relationship. It was almost like a stunt double for the real relationship.
A straw man.
But
the thing is that this technology shift, as you talked about, what it's done is it's democratized the information, which is the real thing behind the curtain twisting the knobs. The authenticity, the reality of the brand is now being exposed. And sometimes when it's exposed, it's seen as having, you know, it's authentic, and it turns out it always has been. And sometimes it's not so much.
Yeah.
That's where there's been a lot of gut checks in the big businesses these days, isn't there?
Yeah, well, and they're still struggling with it, Jim. I'd argue that a lot of them are still sort of applying the old thinking about creating this identity and, all the language of branding, the perception, the likability, the memorability, blah, blah, all those things they use to describe brands.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually still applying those old ideas to new media, and I'd argue a lot of what
those are dinosaurs. Those people are dinosaurs.
Yeah. And then we see a lot of this stuff in the social space that's still really no better than a, you know, an image ad on a 1960s television show.
Right,
it's just now it's on YouTube.
But tell the audience why what's happening, this transformation, this transmogrification of branding. Right. Tell the audience why this is all good for small business.
Well, good for small business for two reasons. One, because you never got out of the business. So for any small business person who thinks they have to learn or adapt to the new world, I'd argue actually the challenge is how do you reaffirm all the old stuff you already knew is true because it hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who tells you otherwise is either lying to you or they're stupid.
Any small business that was not authentic doesn't exist very long. I mean, you can't,
so
you couldn't survive.
It, it's almost a the good news is, one, you already know how to do this. So the only question is, if there's a different tool or a different technique to do what you already do well, that's great. The second thing for the small business owner is that this is really your opportunity to grow your market, because this issue of authenticity in the age of the customer that I know you've done so much thinking and writing about, Jim, this idea of customer service and customer relationships being about fixing problems and about righting wrongs, the flip side of that is, I think, the real underutilized opportunity for small business, which is you have the chance now to grow your business based on those same principles of authenticity and relationship that you've always relied on. Yeah. It's almost as if I kind of want to pull the curtain away and say, guess what? You have this immense power. You already have it. The only challenge is, how do you use it to your advantage?
Now,
that's actually what I'm
referring
to.
But now it's worth more than it ever was before.
Oh, yeah.
You always had it. You never went away. It never went away from you. You never gave up on it because it was who you were. But now the value of your stock has gone up because customers are business and consumers are more interested. They're more desirous of things that are authentic, things that there's another word that we haven't used. I don't think we've either one used it, and I think this is going to be huge going forward, and that's the concept of values.
Well, absolutely.
An S on that word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not an overly religious guy, but it's almost like, you know, open up your eyes and see the kingdom. It's around you.
Right.
It's really come to terms with the fact that you're sitting on this immense resource, and again, there's still some challenges to it, and again, what I'm researching my new book about is this challenge of how do you create that value, Jim, to your point, and I think the answer is it's a little harder and a little more complicated because of the very social tools that are available to us to make sure we're still authentic. In other words, it's not enough to just be authentic, because the medium could, in fact, make you appear inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some challenges still technically.
Yeah, I'm not.
But strategically, they're there.
Now, you're the only person I've heard actually bring this up. Set it up for us, and then we'll talk more in the next segment.
Okay, well, here's the setup, which is we got this immense tool called the Internet available to us, where we have more access to more information more often to more people than ever before.
Right.
And how is it that we actually believe less, we're less loyal, we believe less truth, and the truth that we do believe, we hold on almost in spite of evidence to the contrary?
Interesting. Lucy, you're going to have some explaining to do after these messages. Give us your website, John.
It's JonathanSalemBaskin.com, all one word, or historiesofsocialmedia.com, which is my current book about the history of social media.
All right, and the Branding Only Works on Cattle is another book. Quick break,
yeah,
stay with us.
Yeah, first one, truthfully the one I had the most fun writing.
And we'll be right back with Jonathan Salem Baskin after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.